Jesus and His Elders. This is Dr. Herbert O. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with Bible Stories. Jesus and His Elders. Jesus always respected His Father. He said, "It is not I, but the Father within who doeth the works." He respected this spiritual illumination, this spiritual beingness that He was, and He realized that He had to have the proper respect for that. Well, in the same light, He had respect for His parents. He respected His parents. When His mother told Him to do things, He did them. When His father asked Him to do things, He did them. When His world asked Him to do things for them, He did it. He always did it, but He didn't go out looking for work. He went out sharing how to go about living your life. He went about sharing with His disciples how to live their lives. Oh yes, He said, go out and teach and preach and heal and raise the sick and dead. He told them to do that, but what did He tell them? Did He say, physically go out and do it? Well, it appears as though He did, because He sent the disciples out to go about doing it. But what was it that was His primary emphasis to the disciples? He said, it is done unto you according to your belief. It is done unto you according to how you feel about these things, according to how you have that inner belief, that inner conviction within yourself. Now people say, well, belief is hard, and who needs belief? Belief is totally unimportant. Well, perhaps the word interpreted one way or another might be unimportant, but the word interpreted from the point of view that what is it that makes you tick? What is it that makes you a happy man? What is it that makes you a woman of integrity? What is it that makes you a being that people love and respect? What is it? Jesus respected His elders because He taught respect for self first. And when you respect yourself, then you respect all others. You respect not only their elders, but you respect the self within you first. Now, do you have beliefs? Do you have convictions? Do you have a code of ethics? Do you have ways of operating your life that are important to you, that are the very essence of your being? Are you living in a certain mode of conduct that you could never violate, not in a million years? Would you die rather than violate your ethics, your mode of conduct? Well, then so be it. That is a true conviction. Now, if you make a statement like that, if you make a statement, I would die for my principles, you'll be given the opportunity to do it. If you make a statement, I live my principles, then you'll never have to be put to the test. You'll just live them, and that's all you'll know. You see, when you live something, when you have respect for something, that's all that you know. When you say, I would die for them, then it means that you're not really certain of whether you would or not, and you want to be put to the test. And so when you're put to the test, then you find out whether you really believe in your principles, whether you really believe in the ethics, whether you really believe in who you are or not. And one of the smart ways to start out in this is to have respect for yourself, believe in yourself, and this is what Jesus taught totally from A to Z. It is done unto you according to your belief. And He said, go to the Father within who answers all questions. He said, know that I know that I know. He said, listen, 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 listen. And when He listened within, He heard the traditional experiences. He heard those things, the prophets of old speaking to Him. This is the modus operandi that was current in His day, in His time. It was the way of the Jews, the way that the Hebrews taught. And the Old Testament was the foundation of Jesus. He was a Jew, and He was a rabbi. He was a teacher. Now, you think that schools in those days were very difficult. You say, to become a rabbi, you had to do a lot of very interesting things. Well, no, not really. Actually, going into the Hindu teachings, you have to do a great deal more. You have to really study the scriptures. You have to really learn them and really have an understanding of them. Well, the Hebrew teachings were similar, but they were not as strict because, number one, the books were not as available, and number two, the convictions varied from priest to priest. Various priests had various ideas, and there were the new priests and the old priests, and there were the new ways and the old ways, and the new ways were the ways that were being done at the moment that they were being done. The old ways were the ways that were being done previously, the way that were being taught previously. But in all things, Jesus taught, believe in yourself. And in all things, he taught, believe and have respect for your elders. And as you have respect for your elders, you have respect for the tradition that is within you. The traditional beliefs that you are who you are and what you are. And it's kind of fascinating when you really look into it, because if we will just go around always living up to our highest and best as we understand it, we will be the most noble beings on earth. And that's what the Master said. He said, go out and preach and teach and heal and raise the sick and dead. He said, go out and do that. Now, how do you go out and do that? You cannot raise the sick or the dead if you believe that they're sick or dead. You can only raise the sick or the dead if you yourself are whole and perfect, and you look at the world about you, and you see it whole and perfect. And then, wherever you walk, flowers will grow on your pathway. Wherever you are, those who were sick, those who were dead, those who were living in limitation of any kind, are now risen, and they rose in your consciousness. Now, is your consciousness strong enough that you can stand in the midst of what appears to be limitation and see only abundance? Is your consciousness strong enough? This is what Jesus expected his disciples to do. Is your consciousness strong enough to go out and be the pure practitioner that you are, seeing everyone whole and perfect? Is your consciousness strong enough to do that, or do you have to talk about it? One young man called from prison yesterday, and he had to tell me all of the unhappiness that he was going through with the hospital, and how he had been in and out of the hospital, 50, 60 times in just a few days. It must have been more than a few days, but in just a short time. And I said to him, my goodness, you had to leave prison to go to the hospital? Oh, no, I went to the infirmary here. I went locally here. I went here. I said, that's like going to the drugstore, you know. You say you went to the hospital, and it is. But you see, he is so in tune with going to the hospital. He is so in tune with these things. He hated himself so much for so long, and now his body just gave in to that hate and is shining forth the unhappiness. And so I told him, I said, let's begin now loving yourself. Let's begin now loving yourself. I love you. I said, I don't hold anything against you. I don't see anything wrong with you. I see you whole and perfect. I see you wonderful. Now, if you being in my consciousness can see yourself that same way, how glorious it is. But I will not come into your world of limitation, because that's not where I am. I'm telling the story right now of him wanting to stay there, wanting to tell me the story. So as he told his story, I didn't listen. And when he finished, I said, all right, now, what would you like to experience? Well, I want to be whole and perfect. I said, well, then, let's put our consciousness on being whole and perfect alone, and let that be the only thing that is in our thought. It's the only thing that's in my thought for you. Now, you can tell me everything you want to tell me, but I will only hear the good things. I will only hear the truth about you. I will only hear that you are whole and perfect now and always. That's all I will know. I will not hear or know anything contrary, because that's not me. That's not my nature. That's not who I am. You're not calling me for your unhappiness. You're calling me for your joy. You're calling me for your wholeness. You're calling me for your purity and your goodness. And that's all that matters. Today, make this yours. Just as Jesus and his elders were respectful beings, and he respected them, and he did not argue with them about what they did not agree with. He discussed with them what he agreed, and they agreed, and mutually they were of one accord. And of course he could have respect for his elders who had a belief as his was. We respect our elders as they believe as we do. And they do believe as we do when we see them believing as we do. It's all a matter of, it's done unto us according to our belief. Think on these things. There's something that rattled the cage a little bit, but if you'll stay with your belief of who you really are, you'll never be tested away from it. You'll never be drawn away from it. You'll never be leaving the truth about yourself. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.